1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. As he attends the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden has received an update on debt ceiling negotiations after no deal materialized from meetings Friday. Republicans say they want to claw back billions in unspent COVID funds and cut other social programs and government agency spending. In a statement, White House spokesperson Ben LaBolt outlined what the White House sees as the problem, that Republicans only want to discuss cuts, not new ways of generating revenue. Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira has been ordered to remain behind bars until his trial on espionage charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports from Massachusetts.
In a statement, the family said it is disappointed with the outcome here, but the judge said Teixeira committed a profound breach of his pledge to protect national security that put so many lives at risk.
In Los Angeles, WNBA star Brittany Griner back on the court for her first regular season game since being released from detainment in Russia. This is ABC News. California Congressman Ted Lieu has introduced a bill written entirely by artificial intelligence. It asks Congress to regulate the technology to ensure it remains safe as it develops further.
It's sort of like the steam engine, which was really disruptive when it was introduced to society. But in a few years, it's going to become a supersonic jet engine with a personality, and we need to be prepared for that.
It comes just days after Sam Altman, the CEO of artificial intelligence firm OpenAI, appeared on Capitol Hill for the first time, answering questions about regulation for his industry. Next weekend is Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer, and with it come some reminders about water safety after drowning tragedies involving young children from New York to North Carolina in recent days. Frank Verney is a pool safety pro in the Raleigh-Durham area who installs fences at private and public pools.
A pool fence is the most important layer of protection. It's a physical 4-foot barrier that a child cannot climb.
I'm Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dom, I'd like to call this one Throwing Out Local Control Thursday.
Hey, how you doing, little Thursday, buddy? Crudy, I am awesome. Evan, good to see you, brother. Thank you for all your help today. And, of course, our fair audience, great to be with you on the Throwing All Local Government Out Thursday.
Are you standing up?
I am. Yeah, man.
For years, we've done this show. What, going on 12 years? For a long time. For at least, like, the first 5 years. Because they used to put us in a jail cell. I mean, there wasn't really room to sit over at the Heartless Media Center, so we would stand up. And you've ever heard the old saying, you know, he thinks quickly on his feet. I never found that to be the case of you, Dom.
Come on, man. I've been sitting down all day, man. It feels good to stand up, standing up for you, our fair audience. We're going to rock and roll today.
Is that what we're going to do, Dom?
Yeah, man.
You know, there's some squabbling going on in our backyard. It's unfortunate the Republican Party apparently may have to throw out, what, any sort of revenue sharing because they're squabbling amongst themselves. So screw it. Nobody gets aid.
Dissension in the ranks, a fight in the locker room. What's going on with the GOP?
Molly Beck, Allison Durr at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Here's the headline, Dom. Republican rift over referendum requirement puts municipal funding bill in jeopardy. Now, we occasionally allude to Speaker Robin Voss's Boss Voss. Today, he's being the boss, or he's trying to be. A sweeping piece of legislation aimed at boosting state funding for local governments across the state could be in jeopardy after the state Senate leader said his caucus won't support, you know, Robin Voss's provision, a provision that would require Milwaukee officials to get approval from voters before raising sales taxes. A move that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said could kill the bill that his caucus already passed. He will kill it. I will kill that bill.
The Republicans can't even agree on how to stick it to Milwaukee.
Voss said Wednesday his caucus was done negotiating. They're done negotiating, Dom, on the bill.
I doubt it.
Assembly Republicans passed Wednesday night, even though Governor Tony Evers said he wanted to continue to discuss with the legislators two GOP leaders. Don't tell Voss there's two. A key provision, Voss said he did not want to amend requiring a referendum before hiking sales taxes in Milwaukee, But Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu told reporters today his caucus would likely not include that measure in a bill they pass, a move Milwaukee officials and Evers would support. Voss said, that could kill the bill. And he's just the guy to do it, too, Dom.
LeMahieu said instead of a referendum, state Republicans would likely back a provision that requires a vote of the Milwaukee governing boards, but did not specify whether the vote would be required to be unanimous. Quote, it likely won't include a referendum vote because I think that would not fix the problems in my view because I think a referendum vote would fail, LeMahieu said. So I think the way to do it is through a vote by the Common Council and the county board. Spokeswoman for Voss said the assembly would not agree to take up the new bill. That could unfortunately kill the bill and all of our good work, Voss told the Journal Sentinel, requiring voter approval to enact a new tax, which was included in the original Evers proposal, should not be all that controversial. LeMahieu said it's unfortunate that Voss is drawing a line in the sand now with his version of the bill and stopping negotiations on the bill that not everyone's in agreement on. Doesn't that kind of require agreement?
But Voss is. He's a consensus of one, Dom.
You know, there are two houses in the state legislature, LeMahieu said. We're going to do our due diligence, make sure we have a bill that at least all the stakeholders can get behind. And if the assembly at some point refuses to take up that bill, a bill that was going to make generational changes to townships, counties, municipalities all around the state, he's going to have to answer to his caucus. Again, that's LeMahieu.
Speaking of that, Robin Voss, Voss doesn't give a damn about his caucus. The greatest fear Robin Voss has nearly come to pass. Adam Steen, the primary opponent endorsed by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But once he survived the primary, his caucus never stood a chance, Tom. He is Boss Voss.
Yeah, well, LeMahieu, you have to talk to him about that. He said he and Evers met with Voss earlier this week to hash out details of the bill, but Voss did not indicate he would stop negotiations. Quote, I know he wanted a final bill, and we talked about if there were still negotiations to be done that we could make some changes in the Senate and send it back to him, but I had no idea that a line was going to be drawn in the sand yesterday afternoon. No idea. You guys were sitting down together. You're both Republicans. You're GOPers, man. And of course, why doesn't LeMahieu want to do this? Because it's not going to fix the problem, because he doesn't think the referendum will pass, which means Milwaukee won't get the money that it most desperately needs. So Voss
is fine with
putting
that
in a poison pill in here, and LeMahieu is at least calling him out on it. Evers said Thursday afternoon he agrees with LeMahieu's approach after initially proposing to allow Milwaukee County to impose an additional 1% sales tax if approved by voters through a referendum. A quote, given Milwaukee's urgent financial needs, a referendum is likely untenable based on other restrictions on local control included in the bill as introduced. Britt Kutubek, a spokeswoman for Evers, said in a statement released on Twitter. Kutubek said the governor supports requiring local officials to sign off on a sales tax increase, as LeMahieu has proposed. Quote, Governor Evers appreciates the majority leader LeMahieu's willingness to keep working together and looks forward to continuing negotiations toward making significant investments in local communities across the state.
Now, Dominic, Assembly Republicans yesterday released revisions to the bill that boost state funding known as shared revenue and implements policy changes in communities across the state on policing, public health, quarries, and more. The revisions were made just before lawmakers met on the assembly floor to pass the legislation, 5636. Evers said Wednesday morning he was optimistic about finding a compromise supported by both houses of the legislature, stakeholders, and his office by the end of the day. Voss said discussions were over. Even as Evers' spokeswoman said, the governor was looking forward to continuing them. Takes two to negotiate, though, at least, right? As written, the legislation would allow the city of Milwaukee to levy a 2% sales tax, while Milwaukee County could add 0.375% sales tax on top of the current 0.5% tax if voters approved. All Assembly Democrats opposed the legislation, and three Republicans joined them. Rep. Scott Allen of Waukesha, your girl Janelle Branchen of Menomonee Falls, and Chuck Wiggers of Muskego joined Democrats in the vote against the bill. Now,
that's curious to me. Why would these, and these I would consider probably more to the right of the side of the right of the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, they don't get into the reasons for the vote, but I would surmise perhaps they're just the no new taxes kind of vote, but I don't know.
I think there are good reasons that Democrats probably opposed at least portions of this bill, Dom. This also will limit local advisory referendums, don't forget. That was part of the Voss bill. Well, you can be opposed to that and still want local revenue sharing. Some might find this bill insufficient, Dom. 15% for all communities except Milwaukee. They get a 10% raise. That's disparate treatment. Why is it, Dom? I would ask you and our listeners. So if you're listening, you can always call 844-967-2789. Why do Republicans hate city dwellers? If you live in an urban area, Republicans really don't like you. They're going to vilify you. They're going to crap on you. We've talked about this. We had Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn on yesterday's big show. Milwaukee is the financial engine of the state. It gets crapped on continuously by Republican leadership. And Robin Voss, you know, benefits. He lives kind of out in the exurbs. All the good stuff from the city, he's all down for. But the city itself, he must vilify. And the city only gets about 67 cents back on every dollar it sends Madison.
It's a giver.
Not a taker. Giver. Not a taker. So I'm not clear why Robin Voss. Well, of course, it's power. He just likes the power. He's drunk with the power, Dom. There is no other explanation why it is we are singling out a community.
There's a very practical explanation. We see how the Republicans have used their hand in government to try to keep their political opponents down. The majority of the cities in this country are, run by Democratic mayors and have lots of Democratic, you know, constituents in them, right? Well, if you can stick it to them somehow, some way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they're not, most often, those people are not going to vote for you, Republicans. Those are the odds you're playing. So if you got to martyr a few of your own just to keep the pressure on, to keep sticking it to the cities. And the whole effort now of the local control, sure, they're down with local control when it's their idea and they're the ones, the conservatives that are in charge of the local control. They're all about it then. But what does Robin Voss have to do or have anything to say about what goes on in the taxation in the city of Milwaukee? How often do you come here, Voss? And if you do, if the people here want you to pay a little more taxes to support the city, then you got to do it. And if you don't like it, then you don't got to come to the city. But you, as a non-citizen of the city or of the county of Milwaukee, why do you give a damn what the locals really want to do with their own government?
Control them. It's about control. Of course, it's about Republican control, Robin Voss's control. Paul Waldman over at the Washington Post. Here's where I'd like to pivot next. Like you're pivoting your hips right now, Dom. I'd like to pivot over to Paul Waldman and the Washington Post. Republicans abandon urban America, and they're paying the price. Well, they're still doing it. Here in the state of Wisconsin, this is a current effort underfoot right now. First and foremost, they've been starving all municipalities all across the state. The revenue sharing formula, long since broken. But they're calling this the Milwaukee bailout. Milwaukee gets less than any other community under this proposal. But if you turn on propaganda, right-wing talk radio, today they're calling this the Milwaukee bailout. And looking for a worse thing to call it. Like, help
us. Just keep the money. How about that?
Come back, more devils.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 44. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 72. Tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 51. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 44 overnight. We should top out at 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, through the revenue sharing proposition of Republicans, especially the no-compromise boss Foss and the Assembly side,
we're done negotiating.
They're affecting governance on the local level in a big way. I mean, we are at the brink. We, the city of Milwaukee, the county of Milwaukee, is described by their own corporate counsel, Maggie Dawn, on our show yesterday. They're, what, a year or two away from truly a financial crisis. So whether or not we like all the aspects of this revenue-sharing bill being put forth by Republicans, man, Milwaukee sure does need it. So does every other municipality in the state of Wisconsin, because the local revenue sharing formulas are broken. But Republicans are using this action to affect local control, to stick it to the cities, because primarily it's Democrats representing the cities where people gather and live, where people want to live. Democrats are usually in charge. Let me read a little from Paul Waldman at the Washington Post. With a population of nearly 1 million people, Jacksonville, Florida is the 12th largest city in America, bigger than San Francisco, Seattle, or Boston. It's also the biggest city with a Republican mayor, but not for long. In Tuesday's election, Democrat Donna Deegan defeated Republican Daniel Davis, a lot of D's there, an ally of Governor Ron DeSantis. Once Deegan takes office, only one of 20 of the nation's largest cities, Fort Worth, will be run by a Republican. 19 Democrats run 20 of the largest cities in America, Dom. Republicans also lost the mayor's office in famously conservative Colorado Springs. Is this producing soul-searching on the part of the GOP? Are Republicans asking themselves, how and why are they alienated in urban Americas? Or what they might do to reverse their poor performance in the cities? No. Instead, they're moving in the opposite direction. They're escalating their political wars on cities. They're using the place where they have the most power, state legislatures, to exercise a kind of colonial control over urban America. Republicans are doing this via preemption, whereby state governments enact laws that tie the hands of counties and cities. While preemption can happen in both liberal and conservative directions, these days it's usually Republican state legislatures imposing their will on liberal cities, preventing them from passing their own laws to regulate commerce, politics, and social life. This is possible because every red state contains blue cities, often many of them. In Texas, the Republican-controlled legislature has passed a sweeping bill that represents the state of art in preemption. It's like a ninja move, Dom. The bill heading The bill heading to the desk of Republican Governor Greg Abbott would limit state and county governments from passing any ordinance more restrictive than state law in a wide variety of areas, from labor rights to property rights to payday lending and puppy mills. The Senate sponsor of the bill said it's meant to rein in activist cities.
Activist cities. Is that what you are? If you engage in your local politics, you are now an activist.
Dom.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's okay.
All right, I'll jump in here then. Again, Paul Waldman on from the Washington Post talking about this local control. This is a power play by the state leaders to take control of cities and become the de facto mayors and city councils. Louis Figueroa, the chief legislative affairs of the progressive policy group Every Texan, told me, if cities want to regulate in a whole range of areas, he said, will now have to go through the legislature and ask permission, you know, local control. Although Texas is moving in the Democrats' direction as it diversifies, Republicans have gerrymandered their way into ironclad control of the legislature. Yet most of the state's biggest cities are run by Democrats, which seems to frustrate Republicans to no end. They have introduced numerous bills that take power specifically from Harris County, the home of Houston, the state's largest city. In the past year, about 600 preemption bills have been introduced in state legislatures around the country, according to the National League of Cities, on such hot-button issues as classroom discussion of race and on less headline-grabbing topics such as rules on evictions. Florida has been the most aggressive state preempting local regulations, with Texas not far behind. In Mississippi, the state essentially took over policing and judicial functions of the city of Jackson over the objections of the city's leadership. Oklahoma passed a bill banning cities from limiting, quote, internal combustion engines and gas-fueled stoves. Florida Republicans seized cities' powers to make rules on housing and development, the latest in years' worth of preemption laws in the state on topics such as guns and labor rights. This state-level policy battle is unfolding in the context of a national anti-urban culture war being waged across the conservative media and by conservative politicians. Fox News doles out a regular diet of horror stories about crime-ridden cities awash in blood and chaos. Gun advocates whip up fear of racially diverse cities as the source of danger and death. These supposed wastelands of misery are the result of liberal policy, or as Tucker Carlson puts it, the left ideology destroyed American cities. All this is happening while Democrats bend over backwards to provide support to rural America while being constantly scolded for abandoning rural citizens and not seeking their votes. In fact, it's Republicans who have not just abandoned a large swath of the country, but also are openly hostile towards it. But if the GOP continued electoral losses in U.S. cities are any indication, waging war on these dynamic and fast-growing regions is probably not as clever as Republicans think, Paul Waldman writing in the Washington Post. And as I said before, Crudy, Milwaukee getting only 67, you know, cents back on the dollar that they give. You know, how is that not a leverage point? Huh? Lost the checkbook, Madison. Sorry about that, boss. We'll get you up next month.
Dominic, Madison, they accuse us of being liberal. 20 years ago, we now have more Democratic voters in Dane County than we had voters 20 years ago. Half of the growth in the state of Wisconsin has happened in my backyard in Dane County, in Madison, Wisconsin, where the Devil's Advocates broadcast each and every weekday. Coincidence? I think not. Come back. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. As he attends the G7 summit in Japan, President Biden has received an update on debt ceiling negotiations after no deal materialized from meetings Friday. Republicans say they want to claw back billions in unspent COVID funds and cut other social programs and government agency spending. In a statement, White House spokesperson Ben LaBolt outlined what the White House sees as the problem, that Republicans only want to discuss cuts, not new ways of generating revenue. Accused Pentagon leaker Jack Teixeira has been ordered to remain behind bars until his trial on espionage charges. ABC's Aaron Kutursky reports from Massachusetts.
In a statement, the family said it is disappointed with the outcome here, but the judge said Teixeira committed a profound breach of his pledge to protect national security that put so many lives at risk.
In Los Angeles, WNBA star Brittany Griner back on the court for her first regular season game since being released from detainment in Russia. This is ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show of Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve up in here, Dom.
Oh, yeah.
Love, when our audience participates in this big show, it's always a little better with your help at 844-967-2789. More speaking of local control. Dave Zweifel at the Cap Times here locally, Dom. His headline, opinion piece, do we really need state lawmakers running local government? No.
No.
No, I don't think we do. And I don't think Dave thinks we need to do it this way. But here are a couple of his questions. Do you think either Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and I'm asking both you and the audience, Dom, Republican of Rochester, or State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu, Republican from Utsburg, could get elected mayor or even alder on Milwaukee City Council? What do you think
it.
The chances? Do you think Beaver Dam Republican Rep. Mark Board or even GOP Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green the co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance could win a local government election in Dane County?
Probably not, Dog Catcher.
I can answer, no, you would not. I would see to it. Let's put it this way, folks. Not very likely. Nevertheless, these Republican legislators, along with dozens of others who were elected by the people in their home districts to act on legislation affecting state government, apparently believe they have the duty to run local governments as well. And this from the party that has historically proclaimed the government closest to the people is best. This phenomenon has emerged during the past decade, plus a mostly rural Republicans enabled by crafty gerrymandered redistricting solidified their hold on Wisconsin lawmaking. Additionally, between 2011 and 19, they had fellow Republican Governor Scotty Wanker watching their backs. That's when the legislature passed and Walker signed a series of bills that hamstrung municipalities from making decisions that affect their citizens. Madison and other locals could no longer pass ordinances regulating rental properties and requiring restrictions on landlords that are more stringent than the state's weak regulations. If I remember, Dom, Frank Lissay, who was a big landlord in the Green Bay area at the time, although some wondered if he even lived in the home he represented because he often had his home residence on Verbo, if I recall, Dom. But it was really the landlord caucus that wrote this legislation, was it not? No small part. I knew because at the time, I was an active member of the Wisconsin Realtors Association, right, and I was working in the leasing realm with constancy. And I thought to myself, man, these guys just stuck it to the tenants. They really did, especially those in Madison. Madison and other locals could no longer pass ordinances regulating rentals and requiring restrictions on landlords that are more stringent than the state's weak regulations. And Dominic, Milwaukee had to rescind its attempt to require paid sick leave for people who work in the city, even though its citizens had voted overwhelmingly to approve it. The state, and by the state we mean Voss and Republicans, decided to outlaw such local government action. How swell of them.
That's how they do it, Crudy. Continuing on, Dave Zawiefel at the Cap Times. When several cities and state in the state, including Madison, decided to raise the minimum wage within its boundaries, the legislature stepped in and enacted a new law forbidding it. The obscene $7.25 wage remains the law to this day. It is obscene. It's embarrassing. That's just a start. Legislators have barred local governmental units from passing their own laws on everything from gun safety to the use of plastic bags at the grocery store. In other words, what the people in Oostburg and Beaver Dam have is good enough for Milwaukee, Madison, and the rest of Wisconsin, even if their needs and the circumstances are quite different. But GOP legislators aren't done yet. It's been nearly two decades since state government has treated local governments as the 911 legislature intended when it passed the nation's first state income tax. The purpose of the state of the income tax was to ease local government's nearly total reliance on the property tax, which was becoming a major burden on homeowners and farmers in particular. The income tax would be administered by the state. 70% of it would be returned to the municipalities and 20% to the county governments. The state would keep the remaining 10%. There was never any thought to requiring the locals to use the money other than how they saw fit. More than a century later, the shared revenue pot has gone through numerous revisions and changes. Indeed, during the last two decades, the local share has been essentially frozen. Today, cities get about 18%, other locals about 14%.
So they get about 32% back on their own state tax dollars. Talking about residents in these cities, Tom.
Now that the state is sitting on a $7 billion surplus, even the Republican majority wants to send more money back to the beleaguered locals, many of which have had to resort to referendums to exceed other state limitations on local government, so-called property tax levy limits. This puts an even bigger burden on property taxpayers. Under the plan, 20% of sales tax revenues will be redirected to locals, adding at least 10% to their state aids. Milwaukee County would be allowed to enact a 2% sales tax and the county 0.375% to its existing 0.5% sales tax, as we've discussed. But alas, if local governments are going to get more aid incidentally, that should be theirs in the first place? Legislators want to attach strings. Milwaukee can't use any of its increase to fund expansion of its streetcar line, for instance, for unexplained reasons. GOP legislators have long tried to prevent the state's largest city from adding to its paltry public transportation system. The GOP plan would ban cities and counties from holding advisory referendums and limit the ability of local health officers to close businesses for more than 2 weeks, in essence, preventing a local government from deciding for itself how to deal with the pandemic, for example. The state would also dictate to Milwaukee that it transfer management of police and fire departments from a commission to the chief of each department and require resource officers at Milwaukee Public Schools. Governor Tony Evers isn't enamored with this ring, suggesting that the state needs to enact a clean revenue sharing plan and help local governments get back on their feet. But for legislators who believe it's their duty to impose their own prejudices on local governments that didn't elect them, it's unlikely they'll ever consider changing their minds. Dave Zweifel, writing at the Cap Time.
If we could only change the legislative maps, if there was only a recast, let's say after August 1st, when Janet Protasiewicz joins the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I hope Law Forward is getting the lawsuit polished up. Because without a change in the legislative maps, Dom, I don't see how there's ever going to be governance for the constituencies of the people here in the state of Wisconsin, even for Republican constituencies, because they don't give a damn about you either. You're not their constituency either, Republicans. You think they care about the rural areas? Not unless the Widow Hendricks lives there, maybe the U-lines. They care about the money. They stay in power through the political donations of the rich people. And they use small town politics and sometimes small minded small town politics to stay in power. But they aren't really in it for their constituents, be it the city dwellers, the rural dwellers, or anyone in between. They're not really in it for us. They're in it for themselves. I hope you've seen that by now.
Listen, I get the self-preservation argument, right? I'm there. As the individual, Dominic, I can understand that part. But what really drives me, and I guess I'm not surprised, this is very consistent for the Megas and the GOP. They want you to do it how they do it. You must do it how they do it. They don't just want it. They want to legislate it, right? And it's the same with everything. They want you to worship their God. They want you to marry who they would marry. They want you to behave how they would behave. They want you to party how they would party or not party. They want you to do those things, and they're willing to use the force of law to get into a city, an environment where they're not from. They're not elected from there. The people there don't want them, don't vote for them or perhaps their policies, but they want to come in and force their will upon you. This is very consistent. If there is a consistent theme throughout the mega Republicans, that is it.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Karina from Milwaukee, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hi, Karina.
Well, hi. You see, I think it's like it's not the American culture. It's a dozen of eggs. It's like you and I received dozen and eggs. Your dozen is 12, but my dozen is 10. So you call it a dozen, but and this is exactly what Republicans do, because it's not about these people. You're absolutely right. It's not about city or the rural area. It's about that less money, more poverty, more crime. So if they're going to give us money and we can fix it, then who's going to be a boogeyman for the whole rural area to say, oh, if you're not going to see follow us as the city of Milwaukee did for a Democrat, you're going to have the same situation as Milwaukee does. So if you're not cutting off from Milwaukee and put into jeopardy all the programs and a support and ability to give money to poor and remove poverty from the city, then it's going to be only worse. So this is what they need. They need that to use it against us.
Karina, you are a thoughtful person. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to keep moving down the phones, get a few more thoughts in. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're next. What's your thought?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Thanks for taking my call. Great show today. I have a brother who lives in Central Wisconsin. He listens to you guys, but I'm not sure which station it is. Maybe it's a Rapids or something because he doesn't live that far.
WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. Could be that one, or WISS in the Fox Valley. A lot of good ones out there you can listen to. Paul, as of today, Civic Media is up to 18 radio stations.
Wow.
Totally awesome. That's just totally awesome. That's good. You could change the state. Thank God we're going to have a good Supreme Court here in the state come August. But up in the neck of the woods where my brother, I mean, it's not really populated, not like Dane County or Milwaukee County, but they're taught to, like, they just despise Madison, liberal, and on it goes. And, you know, when he tells them, hey, I got a brother who lives in that area, and it's the economic engine driver of the state of Madison, you guys would be in deep trouble. But for whatever reason, the Republicans seem to not like Dane County and Milwaukee County. I don't know if it's because Democrats live there or what the deal is, but they like to tweak places they don't like, and that was proven in the last election. I mean, I think they had a recount in, what, two counties, Dane and Milwaukee, and maybe Green Bay.
Dane and Milwaukee. They wanted to throw out 200,000 absentee votes. Again, the attorney for the Trump efforts was named Jim Troupas, a name you should know. But Jim Troupas actually ran up against a brick wall in Milwaukee County, and her name was Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn shut down the effort. And really the effort was to block the state of Wisconsin from being able to certify its votes in a statutorily timely fashion. Because if they couldn't hit the statutory dates, then the certification effort, you know, the whole false elector scheme, well, then that might, you know, be the next plan B, as they asked the vice president to throw it back to the state legislatures, which, of course, were gerrymandered here in the state of Wisconsin to overwhelmingly favor Democrats. So, you know, Wisco Paul, we came like one Brian Hagedorn vote away from chaos, constitutional chaos in the state of Wisconsin, because Republicans here were more than willing to overturn the will of the voters. And they'll do it again if they have half a chance, Wisco Paul. How do I know this? Dan Canodal's heading up the elections committee in the Senate. He is a elections denier who wrote a letter to the vice president the day before January 6th asking him not to certify the election of Joe Biden in a timely fashion. Just throw it back. We'll figure it out here in the state legislature. That's fascism. When you don't accept the outcome of the election, when the minority asserts its will, that's fascism. Come back. More Devils. That's super cool.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 44. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 72. Tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 51. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-70s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 44 overnight. We should top out at 72 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You could be a big part at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, going back to the phones, our fair audience, we love you guys. Especially you, Curtis, from West Allis. As soon as I get to you. Welcome, Curtis. How you doing, man?
Hey, Curtis.
Good. How you doing, Dom?
You still got that overstuffed dog, man? What's the dog's name, Curtis? I forget the dog's name.
Oh, my Duke? Oh, that dog, you're talking about Ralph.
Oh, yeah. The big one. The big boy.
Yes. He's doing good. He's actually 7 years old now.
Damn.
Should bring him out to to the walk studio someday. Get him a nice t-shirt. That dog looks good in a t-shirt.
Yes. Hey, I got two things to say. One is, doesn't Scott Fitzgerald, Robin Voss, and the Republican Party work for the citizens of Wisconsin? Because we are taxpayers, and we voted.
That's a quaint thought, Curtis.
What's that?
I don't think they think they do. I mean, their actions say they don't work for us, Curtis. What about their governance method has demonstrated that they give a damn about you or I or anyone without a six-figure check to give them?
Well, exactly. And it's like, I want to ask Scott Fitzgerald, Rob Voss, are they fascism? I mean, this is like fascist country. This sounds like Russia, where you vote for something and Putin does whatever he wants to people.
Well, see, you know, it's interesting that Boss Voss tries to straddle that fascist, you know, tightrope, because he went down to be pressured on a private jet by Donald Trump. And then he rolled out the Gableman, you know, the big lie special counselor. And, you know, he devoted like $2.5 million to the taxpayer money. And then once the guy came out with some outrageous conclusion, like we should strongly reconsider, you know, overturning the election of 2020 here in the state of Wisconsin, then he says, well, this guy's crazy.
Voss says that, yes.
We should do it again with a different special prosecutor who's more controllable by me, if I understood Voss's current take. So, Curtis, he's just as fascist as the others. Scott Fitzgerald literally let the false electors into the Capitol on June 14th of 2020. December 14th of 2020, the day when they cast their false elector ballots. Well, that's criminal fraud, I would allege. And, I think he also voted, as a newly elected congressman, voted to overturn or objected to the very election he was elected to Congress on and sworn in 3 days earlier. Yeah, they're all fascists, Curtis.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. It's like, that's why people have to go out and vote. I'm really happy what happened in Florida the other day, though. That was really nice that they got a Democratic mayor in Florida.
Jacksonville, really, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. The Republican was a Ron DeSantis endorsement. Almost like Meatball Ron's got no juice in his own backyard.
In his own backyard. Hey, thank you for the call, Curtis. Can't wait for all those fascists to come to Milwaukee for the 2024 convention. Tom from LA, you are next, 844-967-2789. Welcome, Tom. What do you got today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that's all of us. I hope we wake up and start realizing it and get money out of politics and restore government back to we the people. Second, the Republican Party is the party of death, and it is the pro-death party. And anybody out there that doesn't believe, like CJ and cohorts, doesn't believe that, or can't prove that, just prove it to them that they are the pro-death party. They love war. They love it when people are starving. They love it when kids are getting shot up in schools. They love that stuff. That's like bloodthirsty for these Republicans, I'll tell you.
I don't know that they love it. I mean, because everyone has, you know, people they love. No one wants to see kids die, but they're not willing to do anything to affect it.
Well, they'll accept the NRA checks, so they're willing to be complicit and stand by as it continues because it hasn't happened to their kid.
That tells me they're the pro-death party. You know, they claim to be the pro-life party, and they will talk about a termination of a pregnancy being the offset. You know what? If you don't want to have a termination of a pregnancy, don't have one. It's our side is that it's about a woman's right to choose or big government's right to choose. And I don't know how any conservative out there can think that they want the government making a decision between a woman, her partner, and the doctor. So,
oh, I'm sorry, Tom. You make some interesting points, but I want to make a quick one, and then we're going to take one more caller. I'm less convinced all the time, Dom and Tom, that we the people are the government, at least in the state I live in. I know you're out on the leftist coast with Gavin Newsom and representative government. Hell, you can take citizen referendums and enact them into law in the state of California. We don't have citizens' referendums. We don't have representative legislators. We have a two-thirds majority of Republicans that then can utilize that power to control us down to the local level and the funding. They can bleed our cities, Tom. And at the end of the day, when we do elect, you know, a Democratic governor like Tony Evers, well, they go and hamstring him in any way they can during a lame duck session that the outgoing governor was more than willing to sign off on, talking about Scott Walker. I mean, it is fascism across the board. Tom, we are one of the least democratic states in the nation. Hell, we're starting to get into banana republic territory over here. And I'm quite hopeful that the impanelment of Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz and perhaps a lucky piece of litigation coming down the pike might change at least the casting of the maps in such an unfair and undemocratic way. But I don't feel at all like we the people are being represented in this governance, at least in the state of Wisconsin, Tom.
Thank you for the call, Tom.
Sorry to be so contradictory.
The other side of that, if we had 80% of we the people showing up at the polls, we might not have the circumstances that we currently have. 844-967-2789. Mark, you'll get the last word this hour. We got about 60 seconds for you, man. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. And as a little note, we had electric train cars and the streetcars in this state prior to the 1900s, for God's sake. I mean, so what's preventing us from having them in the 21st century?
Well, in Milwaukee, we used to have socialist mayors that got stuff done. We got tons of parks, tons of public works. Now with a little Republican control coming from Madison, oh, you don't even get to hire police and firefighters.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And Mr. Knodel, who's sitting on the elections committee, tell the guy you took an oath to the Constitution. As far as I'm concerned, the Constitution guarantees the right of we the people to select our electors, and not needle heads like you. So that it's just ridiculous.
Oh, sorry about that. Thank you for the call, Mark. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates coming back for the happy hour. Senator Bernie Sanders talking 14th Amendment. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike.